Hey, everybody. Welcome to Angel Answers. And today is Wednesday. It's May 3rd, 2023. So happy May. And my name is Jan Drake Bakke, and I'll be one of your hosts tonight, along with three other beautiful hosts, who are Mary Hernandez, Liz Pfister, and Peg Jones. So we have amazing ladies to be helping you when you call in, and we're looking forward to it. And I just want to say hi to the ladies, the angels. Hi, Angel.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Jane.
Hi, good. Good, yes. It's a good night already. And so I just want to go on about how we have other shows for the Sacred Embers. And so we start out on Sunday with Lynn Bleasdale, and that is the Enter the Night show. Enter the Light. I'm sorry. God, I'm screwing up here. Enter the Light, and headed by Lynn Bleasdale, Jessica Marie Tatro, Tony Jorgensen, Marianne Adams, Elizabeth Dion Frio, and Linda Irwin. And it's a really, really nice show. It's on 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern. It's a fantastic show. They're all amazing and interesting to listen to. I highly recommend it. Then on Monday, it is Catherine Peoples and DC Love. It's called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. That's on at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 9:30 Eastern. It's a beautiful show. The two of them do this healing show, and it is just beautiful. It's wonderful to listen to. I highly recommend it also. And then The Lighthouse, which is headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. And they're on different times, and they post their links at different times, so you'll find out sooner or later when they're on. And it's a remarkable show as well. They're very, very beautiful, very talented. And this is our show tonight on Wednesday night, Angel Answers, and we are all part of the Sacred Embers group on Facebook. So you can find us at www.sacredembersshow.wixsite.com-love. Check out the website there, or the website and the information on the page, the Sacred Embers group. It shows all of the info about what we do. And there's just all kinds of stuff that we do, just everything for healing, you know. And so, anyway, it's really neat. So I'm just going to read Peg Jones' bio, and she will be coming in later on. And it goes, Peg Jones is an angelic life coach, energy healer of Reiki, IET, and a quantum healing modality, also training as a sound healer using tuning forks, channeler of the angels, ascended masters, and card reader. Also uses light language to share as a healing modality too. Peg is the author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, found on Amazon. And she does have this wonderful book, and I highly recommend it. So it is. It's wonderful, all about angels. Should I read? Okay. I was looking for Adriana, but I don't see her info there at this moment, so we'll do that another time. And I'll just tell you a little bit about myself, Jan Drake Bakke. I'm on Facebook and Twitter, and I post a lot of poetry on both of those places. I'm trying to collaborate with musicians and singers, and that's like a dream of mine. So I'm working on that, but in the meantime, I share my poems, and I share them for friends and just for the groups that I'm in. And also when I do readings, the poems come out, they just naturally come out. And so I just love doing it. It's just, I don't know, it's something that I'm really into, and I'm grateful that I can do it. And I'm grateful that I can share it on the show every week with these ladies that I'm working with, these amazing ladies. So anyhow, that's what I do, and I work on, I see animal totems right away in readings for people. They just come through the animals, and they give messages. And so also I work on predictions, and that's another really fun thing that I love to do. I have them on my website, www.wefindourway.com. I don't have a whole lot of them. I just do a little bit every year. And but it's an interesting kind of thing to do. For some reason, I'm able to do it. I don't know how I've ever gotten into that, but I didn't know that I could do it. Patty Negri is the one who asked me to do it, and I just went ahead and did it. And it just that's exactly how it went, because I had no idea. And I've been doing it ever since. It's been about 8 years now. So it's funny what, you know, how we don't always know what we can do. And when somebody says, but I feel like you can do this, why don't you try it? And then you do, and you can. So it's amazing what our friends and our family and our teachers and mentors, what they, how important they are for us, how they inspire us, and they certainly have inspired me. So anyway, that's enough about me, and I'm just going to go ahead and pass it right over to Mary Hernandez.
Hi.
Were you next,
Jen.
Mary? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
that was
good.
Beautiful, Jan. And yes, if you
thank
guys
you.
Haven't checked out Jan's page, I mean, she posts these beautiful poems every day. As much as she shares them with us and our callers every Wednesday, she just post them, and they're all just so beautiful, and it comes from her heart, you know, like everything comes, it comes channeled. I mean, she channeled one for me too, so it's amazing and beautiful. And then Liz also here, she has her Soundbold Healing, and I recommend that to anyone. I know I had a journey when I was healing, and it actually moved a lot energy out of my body. So, you know, I highly recommend that. And also for patients of Alzheimer's, because my mom really enjoyed Liz's bowls. And my mom didn't know Liz, but she heard the bowls and she just loved it. So I just highly recommend that. And Peg's book, I'm going to read today's message, which is about love, after I introduce myself. So I just wanted to, you know, get that those few messages. And so I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an angel intuitive. I'm also a Reiki master, an ordained minister, a tarot and oracle card reader, also a trans channeler and healer. I do numerology readings, and I want to I've been, the last few weeks, I've been really busy doing numerology readings, and the greatest benefit of that reading is the gift of insight, because it provides a roadmap for your life. So you have an idea of where you're going and what your potential, and what you have the ability to achieve. It also helps with planning the future. And I also provide you with a yearly forecast. So if anything, if you do a one from now, you'll get from May to May 2024. That's how I did a client, my past few clients that booked in April, they got that. So you kind of get 2 years in one, especially the beginning of the year is really strong to get a one of these. So, you know, you have one for this year, the rest of this year, and the rest of a couple of months into next year. And I'm also, oh, it also gives you your karmic lessons and karmic debts. So it kind of, you kind of heal before time if you know what your karmic lessons are. So I just reviewed one with a client yesterday, and he thought it was amazing. And it's not only for women, men get these too. It's just amazing to have. Also, I am also a candle creator, and I do healing candles, and one of the candles that I create is Mother Mary, as she is my guide. The Mother Mary candle is infused with love, rose oil, and it's made, all my candles are made with soy wax, which is not harmful to your health, and it comes in a beautiful blush ceramic jar with oak lid and a wooden stick. I also offer Reiki infused healing candles for each of the seven chakras and also a seven chakra candle. And besides that, I have different scented candles on my website and beautiful baskets, but mostly all, everything is on my Instagram where I've been, you know, in pop-ups every weekend. I've been booked for the past, since April, I should say, or late March, I've been booked every weekend. So if you want to check out what I have to offer, more than likely it's through Instagram. I have to update my website, which is to book a reading or check out any of my candles that I create. You can go to www.theangelwithin.com or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com, or you can find me on Instagram by maryhernandez5252 1071 on Instagram, and that's where you'll see most of my videos of everything that I have, because I have pendulums, I have crystal necklaces, I have Organi pyramids. So I have so much more than what's on my website, and I do have to update it, but I just wanted to let you guys know. And then before, I know there's a list of callers, so we want to get to all of them tonight. And I wanted to read from Peg Jones' book, Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, and that's by our co-host, Peg Jones. So I wanted to read today's message is, the essence of life is love. When we know this, we know that we have all that we need to survive in life. Love always makes our lives better and brighter. When you feel love, your light shines brightly to all who see you or are near you. Let your love shine to help those who need to feel the brightness of your soul. The light that is felt is like a warm, sunny day. May all your days be sunny and bright. Love and light are all that your heart truly needs in this life. The rest will take care of itself. When you feel love and shine your light to all whom you meet, your brightness is seen by all. And the journal exercise for today is, how can you shine your light to all whom you meet today? Think about it and journal about it, right? It's great to shine our light on others because we never know what's going on in people's lives, you know, and I am one to always say hi to the other person, even if I don't know them and I'm passing by, I hold the door for other people and, you know, always kind because you never know who's going through what. We could save a life by just a smile. And that's really important for everyone to know, you know, our love and our light really shine bright when we're in the heart space. And that's the time, this is the time now to be in our heart space and loving self-love and, but also having compassion for others. So I just wanted to share that little tidbit today. And then I'll switch it back to Liz so she can introduce herself.
Thank you, Mary. Hello, everybody. I'm Liz Fisker. I'm an intuitive empath. I am the owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York, and I'm a Reiki healer, teacher of many different spiritual things, meditation, and soul coaching and such. And every Tuesday night on my Facebook page, at River Maven 77, I live stream my crystal singing bowl meditation at 7 o'clock Eastern time. So you can always see that there. There is 3 years of replays, on the site as well. You can watch anytime. So it's always available. Anytime you just need a little settle me down, or realignment, it's there. So, I have been, the last 3 years, really delving into sound healing. And so this evening, ladies, I brought my crystal pyramid. I know we haven't had that in a few weeks, to play for everyone. So we can go ahead. Let's take a nice big deep breath in through our nose, filling up our chest and our belly full of air, and then letting it out through our mouth nice and slow so we're completely deflated. And then take another deep breath in through your nose, filling yourself all the way up. and then letting it out nice and slow through your mouth. And take one more nice big deep breath in and let it out and focus in on the sound. It'll go on forever, so I'll stop it there.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
So that it'll get us nice and centered and grounded. Were you missing that, Peg? Or Jan, I mean?
Oh, it went straight to my third eye, and I could feel it so powerfully. And then I saw a cat full of jewels all over it.
Ooh.
And then a fish and a bunch of cartoon character animals. Just tons of them.
Ooh.
So I just, wow, it was so neat. I could just listen to that forever. I love it.
It is. It's phenomenal. And I forgot to mention that, Mary, I have been in here. I was working before the show on some stuff for my business, and I've had your Mother Mary candle lit in here burning. And I was last week I was worried it kept going out during the show, and I thought, oh, it's at the end. But it lit right up, and it's been going. So I'm enjoying it for a little bit longer. I think I'm definitely going to order one for my mom for Mother's Day and probably another one for myself. So.
Oh, yes.
It's so
divine.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, the scent is so beautiful, too, and so calming. And then you feel like Mother Mary's around you, surrounds you.
Yeah. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh.
Really is.
Well, I know we want to get to our callers, and I would just mention quickly, we were talking before the show about the energies that are going on. If we're feeling a little out of whack or off, last week we talked about it was big energy. There was a lot of things going on. But this week we're moving into the full moon is on Friday, but we begin our Pluto retrograde on Monday, which, of course, was Beltane also, so a lot of things going on. And Pluto retrograde is all about transformation and rebirth. There's going to be some big shifts that we're going to have going on. And I'll tell you, this started May 1st and it's going to go through October 10th. And I'll just read you this quick post, easy information. Pluto empowers us to confront our deepest fears and recognize any self-destructive habits, beliefs, or patterns that keep us stuck in the same cycle. This retrograde is an opportunity to settle our karmic debt, release past experiences, and move forward with a clean slate. It is a catalyst for soul evolution and a time to boldly face our shadow and let go of anything that no longer aligns. Expect epiphanies, revelations, truths uncovered, intense inner journey, profound emotional healing, regeneration, restructuring, renewal, and rebirth, reclaiming our power, and rising from the ashes. And then it says, seeing 111, 555, and 1515 is a sign that you are divinely guided and protected and about to be karmically rewarded. And this was a post by Alex Miles. But just, you know,
nice.
So get ready. There's going to be some major shifts for us coming. And, you know, don't be afraid of change. A lot of us shut down and we go into protect mode when when things get tough and we have to shift and change. But it's the most beautiful time, you know, when our world is all shaken up. It's because we're getting something amazing. So welcome.
Wow. Yes.
You know,
thank
be grateful
you.
For the things, you know, the things that are ending. Be grateful that you were able to have the experiences, you know.
Yeah.
Not everything is meant to be with us permanently. So that's, you know, we have a hard time remembering that. So, all right.
Oh, well, that's beautiful, Jane. Sorry, Liz. That's beautiful, Liz, because I've been seeing all the numbers that you said. And 1515 was a new one that I've never seen before. And when you said that, I was like, hold up, wait, let me look at my angel numbers that I have written down. I'm like, I've definitely been seeing 111, 1111, and all the traditional numbers like numerous times. But 1515 was like, I knew that number was new. And I was like, oh, yeah, I've seen that one. So thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm enthralled with numerology as well.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Because it always makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah.
You can't unprove science.
Yep.
So when you can lay it out with facts, it's mind-boggling, but it's, you know, you can't deny it. So.
Mm-hmm.
And it validates everything we do, I feel like.
Yeah. Yep, it does.
All right. Jan, do you have some poetry for us before we take callers?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I can't wait to take the callers, but we just have a few poems. And I just wanted to say, Mary, thank you for talking about my poetry and all the beautiful things you said. And your bio and your talk was just beautiful. And Liz, your bio and talk was just beautiful, too. I love listening to both of you. It's just so amazing. And so here we go. And this first one is called May Mishmash. So do the laundry and take out the trash. Feed the kitty cat. It's May Mishmash. Write a new poem. Is it a tune? Scan a friend. Predictions come true. It's a new moon. My heart got hurt and sunk. I cried with a crash. I got back up again. It's May Mishmash. And this one's called I Met a Meadow. I met a meadow that I loved. It had a familiarity there that I had seen before. I wanted to feel that once more. There were grasses there that were gold, green, and blue that sang a song to my heart. It was a song of a life to come that would be something wonderful, a new freedom, a new start. And this one's called Tree Girl, Divine Creation. We are part of the divine creation, connected to it, and it is part of us in our entire makeup. We are star material. We are the vast universe. We are the earth. We are a tiny drop of this brilliance in the tree of life. And this is called Wild Woman. Wild woman, don't disappear in the woods of trouble that brought a fierce tear. Had you chosen your fate or did it choose you? It wasn't your fault. There wasn't anything you could do. Wild woman of heart and mind, you gained your momentum. You would not live to fear it. And this says, may you always find the sun. May you always feel its warm rays. May you be blessed until your day is done. May your life be filled with joyous, wondrous ways. And this one's called Only Surrender. In moments of despair, all that matters is the present. Being grateful in the seconds of uncertainty and pain, there is only surrender. And this one's called Light and Dark Balance. We are light. We are dark. Together we are energy. We shine synergistically. We are two sides of the same part. We are living art. And this one's called Tree Wisdom, Decision. When seeking higher awareness, we receive higher understanding and vision, sensing and feeling, and the ability to make a better decision. And this one's called Who Are You? I am continuously learning who I am, but I know I am part holy and hell and part sick and well. I am struggling and free. I am fluid, but also like a tree. I change and flow and stagnate as I go. I have magic and hear music. My life has been part tragic, and still many things don't click. But all in all, I love and light and look above with my sight. I am in between and scared sometimes too. I am still learning, and it's daily I pray for what to do. And this one's called This Refuge. We stand as a refuge of our clarity, our compassion, our freedom, our passion. We refuse anything that may weaken us, devour us, play us as boundaries or a plus. We remain in our hearts, our integrity, our wise discernment, as this refuge is plenty. And the last one is a new beginning, the gift of receiving, allowing healing and peace. Surrender is the key, a new beginning emerging, glory upon us. The interference will cease. And that's that. There we go.
Those are so beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Definitely.
I love them.
Yes.
And thank you, Jean, for your beautiful words.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course.
Always. Mm-hmm.
We love to hear you. We love to hear your poems. Mm-hmm. And love to hear you open the show.
Yes.
Oh.
I love
thank
this
you.
Thing.
I love the Wacky Wednesday. I love that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I definitely love the way you open the show. It's so amazing. It's so cute.
Oh,
you know, it's
you.
So fun.
I'm so
it's
glad.
Fun, you know, because we also need to make it fun. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. I enjoy it so much. I look forward to it every time. I really do.
I know. Well, Peg will be with us soon, but you want to... Should we get started with some callers, ladies? We have a big queue
yes.
here.
Yes.
And it's exciting.
I'm ready. Let's do this.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
Area code 44208. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hello?
Area code 442. Hello?
Did you press 1?
I heard her.
Yeah, there was. I did hear her, too. She said hello.
Yeah. Hello?
Well, the caller is still there. I mean, it's still,
yeah.
I see the caller. Wonder
hello?
Why it's
yeah.
not picking. Oh,
well,
there
she's
hi.
On. There you are.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Can we get your first name, please?
Yeah.
Grace. My name's Grace.
Grace?
Yes.
Okay. Grace, do you have a question for us this evening?
Yeah, I'm just having some problems with my personal relationships, and I just wondered if you could maybe give me a reading or... Give me some advice.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I think we can do this.
I've been with somebody
definitely.
A long time, but I don't feel it's right. And I've met someone else, and that's I feel closer to him than the person I've been with for all this time. So I just wondered
mm-hmm.
if you could see anything or give me any ideas.
Sure. So, Grace, this is Jan, and
hi, Jan.
I'm
yes.
gonna. Hi, I'm going to just give you the animal first. But you know what I'm seeing first is like I really am seeing a fairy. I really am a fairy girl with wings, and she's sparkly. She's sparkling all around. I mean, this is like. It's so neat to see her because she's with you. She's really trying to help you and just be a support system for you.
Mm-hmm.
She's really sparkly. I mean, tons and tons of sparkles. But I'm getting the dragonfly for you, right?
Okay.
I'm very, very in green, a green dragonfly. And it
mm-hmm.
is also sparkling. It's also sparkling, too, with the fairy. So
yeah.
Let me just see what... The dragonfly has to say here. I love dragonflies. They're pretty. They're really intense.
Yeah,
I mean, they're
beautiful creatures.
Yeah, they really are. So, and this one is a sparkly green one, and it says, "Be on the lookout for any falsehoods, deceit, or illusions that are clouding a current situation or relationship." Oh my goodness. You're being entirely too rational about everything and really need to tap into your deeper emotions, whatever they may be. This is a time when magic and mystery of life is reawakening for you. It's important now to recharge your psychic energy, which you can do by regularly meditating. More than simply a change, you're going through a major transformation. So enjoy the process. Let's see.
Yeah, I feel I am and going through a major change
transformation.
Right now.
Okay. Wow. And it also says that you might be a little bit emotionally intense, and also you're a passionate individual. And you have a lot of maybe some nervous energy a little bit, but you're able to be grounded. You're able to ground it out. And you have a strong connection to the nature spirit. That's why I'm seeing the fairy. Oh, my goodness. Of course. And you can work with plants very, very nicely if you choose to. You're also a master of seeing through illusions, whether others or your own. So that, to me, is a big, I would use that right there, those words right there, to just keep ahead with you while you're going through this change and while you're thinking about the present situation and the other situation. You know what I mean? And because you really want to be aware of any type of falsehoods in as I'm sure you probably already are in either situation, so that you can make good choices and stuff like that for your future. And I also feel like what I'm getting is unconditional love. I'm hearing unconditional love and understanding is what your, it says right, what I'm feeling is you need and you need to give unconditional love and understanding. So whatever the situation is, in either situation, there needs to be unconditional love and understanding for yourself, too. Give that to yourself because you deserve it. And I also hear there restore and restorative energy. This is a restorative time for you right now. So you're like restoring your energy right now and trying to figure out things and just trying to restore yourself is what I'm getting.
Okay.
And I had heard a song earlier, and it's by Diana Ross. I was getting that when you were talking, Touch Me in the Morning, that old song. I was getting that for you, too. So you might want to just listen to that and listen to the lyrics and see what it says, just out of curiosity. When I usually get songs a lot for people, and the lyrics are the thing that, you know, it's like a message for them. So Touch Me in the Morning. And I feel like you are going through, like you say, a transformation, and I feel like you're on your way to newer avenues, even than from both of these situations, even onto newer places than either one of these. So that's what I'm getting. So,
well, I'm trying to break away from the first situation, but it's hard because he's very attached to me. So I'm finding it difficult to leave.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel a lot of love around you. I see pink. There's a lot of pink around you, and I feel a lot of love around you. I feel like that person, you know, that person gives you a lot of love. I feel like that person loves you a lot. But it's, you know, it's like the dragonfly. You need to make sure that you're under, you know, you want to make sure you're going to not get, just look between the lines of, make sure you're checking people out so that you're not going to be with the wrong people. But at the same time, it's a time of love for you. That's what I'm getting. I'm really seeing a time of love for you. So I feel like there's newer. I'm getting a horizon. I'm seeing light, a sun on the horizon. I feel like there's even newer stuff coming up for you that you can choose also. So that's how I'm feeling. And I just take care of yourself and make sure that you're getting into things that are really healthy for you. That's so important. And but I feel like you are going to be seeing, you know, other people is what I'm feeling.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting. So I'm just going to go ahead and pass it right over to Mary or Liz and let's see what the ladies say. They have phenomenal messages.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that was beautiful, Jan. Grace, this is Mary. And I received two cards for you. Melchizedek, I decided to take the Keepers of the Light for you, Oracle card, and Melchizedek came through for you. And they want me to read the whole book, meaning for you, because it's really important for you to know. It says, higher learning. You have learned from experience. More inner study is now required to further progress. So it's going to talk about who Melchizedek is. Melchizedek is a high priest who is mentioned in the Bible's book of Genesis and many other sources too. He is here to assist the earth through the ascension process. So what we're all going through a massive ascension right now, which is basically moving everyone and everything back to a state of love and harmony. He appears with bright light around him and a long white beard to match his ancient high priest ways, and is said to have his own order of light-filled priests who are able to help spiritual people develop their gifts and qualities. As he works on a high energetic level, we can connect with him through sacred geometry and by focusing on ancient star-shaped symbols. Wow, that's so beautiful. So he comes with a sacred geometry necklace on, and behind him is sacred geometry as well. So it says, you have learned so much to this point and are learning more every day. You are recognizing all the great lessons your experiences and challenges have brought to you, are preparing for a transition or inner ascension where you will move beyond another level of fear and into the inner sanctum of your heart and soul. Become aware of patterns, ancient symbols and sign being sent to you from the universe. There's a sense that you are now able to focus in a way and offer greater light to the world. Melchizedek and his order are with you now, leading you towards spiritual wisdom. Meditate and connect with their light. So connect, like when you meditate, if you meditate or if you don't meditate, start meditating and call in Melchizedek. And I'll post this card on Secret Embers because we're all going through major ascension. This is, everyone's going through ascension and, you know, it's elevating to the state of love and harmony that we're all being called to come back into our heart space as we did, as I mentioned when we opened the show earlier. So I would definitely, and it seems like he's been giving you like little hints here and there about what the direction you should go on. So just trust what you're getting. And then the other one that I got for you, so amazing, Lord Shiva came out for you. And that's transcendence. And it shows him with the third eye, you know, open. And it's just such an amazing card, another card of transformation. So they want me to read again for you. And it says, rise up, honor your inner force. Steps are being given, dance with the universe. Shiva is one of India's trinity of male god figures. He is depicted wearing a cobra around his neck, representing his capacity to tame fear or the ego, surrounded by stars, showing his connection to the cosmos, and holding a trident, acknowledging the three aspects of divine masculine power in India, creator, preserver, and destroyer. He is known as the destroyer because of his warrior-like energy and ability to destroy fear. He is a facet of the divine father energy and offers paternal protection, support, and guidance. He is also acknowledged as the cosmic dancer because he helps coordinate the interaction between Earth and the cosmos. He has the capacity to help us move beyond fear of failure and into clarity and connection. Lord Shiva is with you right now to awaken your sense of connection to life itself, to you. You are moving through a deep transition and things will be clearer from this point on. You will know exactly what you need to do and where you need to be. This is a powerful time as you will transcend the limitations that others have set for you. It is a time of innovation, ideas, stargazing, soul traveling, and soul revealing. Shiva, the Lord of Dance, is here with his sacred sound of Om to lead the way. Wow. I love this. This is so beautiful.
Yeah.
What
That's
an amazing
cool.
two cards you received.
That's
it's,
neat.
It's just a confirmation, right, of what you're going through and what it is that, you know, there's high learning, there's transcendence. So, you know, rising above, you're rising up and you're getting so much it's coming through for sure. So just I'm hearing they're giving you messages, so just whether it's through the sky, looking at the sky, because that's what they're showing me right now is looking at the sky, as I'm staring out the sky, and there's going to be messages there. Like, I see so many things when look at the sky. I saw Jesus earlier when I was talking to DC on the phone. So, you know, there's faces, there's angels, there's so many things. And I feel that's another way to communicate with you. And the angel numbers, as Liz had mentioned, you know, those are really important as well. I go by that every day. That's my guidance. You know, it's that's how they communicate with me as well. With the angel numbers, if I'm like steering away from something or they want me to pay attention to something else, they just give me a new number. So those are two things that I feel like they wanted me to give to you. So,
okay.
And I hope that's helped, Grace.
It has. Thank you very much.
Beautiful.
You're welcome.
Very helpful. Thank you.
And then you still have Liz. Grace.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Grace.
Hello.
Liz.
Yes.
I pulled three cards for you from the Guardian Angel Tarot by Radley Valentine. And the first one is number 11, Inner Strength, which I thought was perfect. I don't know if you were on at the beginning of the show when I shared about the Pluto retrograde that we just entered. And,
yes,
and as
I
did the reading, I really feel you, this is going to be like one of those big times for you. so it's not going to be a fast transition here, but it's going to be a major, major karmic clearing for sure. There's going to be a lot of role reversal that happens and things and shifts that you may not expect. So, just like the retrograde, you know, depicted in the reading that I shared at the beginning of the show, you're gonna have one of those experiences. But don't be afraid.
Yeah, I've
still
been on an emotional roller coaster for a while,
a
short while.
So, the Inner Strength card says, you have great courage and kindness. You may not realize how strong and powerful you are, but there's no problem you can't solve. The compassion you so freely give to others must also be given to yourself. Stand strong in your convictions if the right answer to tell someone is no. And the second card is the Ten of Thoughts. And it says, a situation that's been troubling you has come to an end and you can breathe a sigh of relief. With the challenging times behind you, you can now move on. It's important to fully let go at this juncture. Someone in your life may now finally be free of his or her addictions or codependency issues. And I have an extended message written down for you, but I wanted to read what was on these cards to you as well. And the last one is the Six of Abundance. And it says, heaven opens its loving arms and pours abundance onto you. An unexpected gift is on its way. Accept it with gratitude and humility, knowing that you'll have a chance to return the generosity by giving to others in the future. Consider volunteering for a charitable organization. So I'm just going to read what I wrote down while the other ladies were talking as the message that came true from that those cards. But it says, you're in control and you make the decisions. Are you willing to go the mile? It's time for you to love you and put yourself first. Sometimes we have to do the outrageous thing because we know it's right. We feel it. It won't be as difficult as you think, and you'll be healing someone else also. You will have unexpected grace and kindness given to you despite the circumstances. Speak your gratitude and accept it gracefully, and in return, extend that grace to the naysayers. So that's why that message said to me, oh, this is one of those big, big things. So, you know, sometimes we do things in life even when they may go against the grain or be out of the norm because we just know that it feels right. It's in our heart, we know it's right, right? We just feel it all over our body. And no one else can understand it, and that's okay. They don't have to.
Okay.
It feels lonely, you know. Mm-hmm. It feels lonely when you're making those choices because no one wants to stick with you. But when you know it, I mean, when your intuition is just, when it's driving you that hard that you can feel it everywhere, you know it's right. So trust your gut. And, you know, what else can I say? And, you know, and it might be one of those situations where, you know, you might not look like the best person to everyone. And you know what? That's okay, too. Because other people's opinions of us are none of our business.
Okay. Thank you,
You know, and you're going to be surprised that it's the people that you think are going to treat you poorly are not. And just be grateful for that and accept it. And, you know, when someone does treat you poorly, just extend to them the grace that, you know, they don't know your situation and they haven't been in your shoes and they couldn't really understand. And that's okay because there's probably things that you wouldn't understand about them, right? So
yeah, that's so true. Yeah, thank you.
You know, that's really what the cards are saying, and that, you know, it's going to continue to be a little emotional and a little rocky-roady, but it's going to be a beautiful outcome for everybody, you know, really. Mm-hmm. So
thank you. That helps. It really makes me feel that I know that I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad.
Following my gut.
And
Yeah.
You know, call us back and let us know what happened. We love to know. We love to hear. We love to find out. So best
All
of
right.
luck to you, Grace.
Thank you.
And keep shining, and we can't wait to hear from you again.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's really
You're
helpful.
Welcome.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, all
thank
of you.
You Grace.
All right.
Bye. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a good evening.
Okay. Bye.
We'll talk to you later, Grace.
Oh
my goodness.
Wow.
That was so amazing, both of you. That was so perfect and beautiful. It was perfect. Wow.
That was a good first call. I'm like, that's
yeah.
a
yeah.
message.
Yeah. Really not really, really beautiful messages. Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm like, let me just check for Peg because I'm not looking at the message thing at the moment. All right, I don't see Peg. But
no.
All right. Are we ready for our next call of the day?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Area code 917. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Yeah, this is Carmen.
Hi, Carmen. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yeah, thank you. I would like a general reading, if that's okay. Just some insight.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sure. Hey, Carmen. This is Jan.
Hi.
And hi. I'm getting a lot of curly hair here. Like a poodle dog or something, but it's not showing the dog. I'm just getting like a lot of curly hair but it's a unicorn. So, gosh, I thought it was going to be a poodle, but it's a unicorn.
Sorry. Whoa, no, either one, either animal is amazing. But unicorn, that's what it is. That's what it's turning into. So I have to go with that because that's, let me check that out. And that's a neat, really neat animal. So it's vital that you pursue any creative or artistic interests that you've suppressed until now. And you'll notice more signs and visitations from the nature spirits and elemental kingdom, such as the fairies and sprites. Let go of your worries and responsibilities for a while and just play and have fun. The unicorn is all about. Suspend your disbelief and open yourself to perceiving any and all helping spirits from the non-visible world. You're going to meet some gifted children who have unusual artistic and creative talents. And you'll learn things from being around them. And you're going to experience a surge in your personal power. So use it wisely. You're highly artistic, creative person, and have to express yourself in this way or the life force becomes diminished. You have an innocence and purity about you, retaining the childlike sense of wonder and awe. And it says you might be working with children, particularly any highly sensitive children who are psychic and have intuitive gifts. You're attuned to Mother Nature and care deeply and passionately about the environment. You work with the fairy realm and nature spirit. So that's what the unicorn is. The unicorn is so neat. I love the unicorn. Does that resonate with you at all, any of it?
Yes, it does. I'm just wondering, what should I use to make sure that my powers don't go away?
Well, it says that you like to, what does it say that? You're highly artistic. You're a creative person, and you need to express yourself. That helps your life force.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Do you relate to that?
Yeah, I think so.
Uh huh.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that I think it's mostly a sign. You know, the unicorn is all about working with the elemental kingdom, the spirit.
It all resonates with me. I will be working with some new kids that are highly artistic.
Really?
So that's coming up in June.
My goodness.
And it is creative, yeah. So that is
coming up.
And I'm preparing for that. So that's kind of happening. But I'm just like, yeah, do you see any more people coming in or new clients or new work opportunities?
What I'm being shown is a watches like time, meaning time. It could be like there's timing on that.
You may have a little time. There may be a little time for that, you know, for new people coming in. Or it could be just a matter of time. You know what I mean? Because they're showing me like 10 watches. Yeah. So they're really trying to give me the idea of time. It's going to take some time, I would say.
Yeah.
But have faith, you know, have faith in that, though.
Of course.
I think that's a good confirmation for you about the kids and stuff. Yeah, good. And good
thanks
luck
so
with
much.
That. I'd like to hear about it sometime. Call back.
Oh,
I really want to hear how it goes.
I've done it before.
Okay. Have fun.
Okay.
That is beautiful. Wow. Carmen, this is Mary. And I wanted to say that, you know, we create our own future, right? I don't know if you're a first-time caller here, or I think I've seen your number previous times. And what I say is, like, make a list of the things that you want to create, right? Whether it's abundance or more clients, just create that list of, especially during a new moon, we set our intentions. And I know you're familiar with, you know, light workers and what we all do, right? Because we're all light workers. And just setting that intention on a new moon is really great. And then I know that Jan touched on this, but everything happens in divine timing, right? Sometimes we as people, we want to rush things, but God has a plan. The universe has a plan. And sometimes our time is not the same time as the universe or God's time. You know, this use time to learn more. If you're like looking into healing and light worker, being a light worker, meditating more, and learning as much as you can about whatever it is that you're helping children as much as you can. And what else did I say? Connecting via meditation. Yes, that's what I got. Those were the two messages that I really got strongly once you asked your question or once you got on. So, and then I was asked to pull from the Dragon Oracle cards. So obviously, you have dragons working with you. They're always on the sky. I always see them in the sky. So if you look at the sky, you're going to see dragons or feel them as well. So the air dragon came for you. And it says it's going to help you rise above earthly matters. So it wants you to communicate honestly. It also brings inspiration and hope. And it shows you how to see life from a higher perspective. So the air dragon are blue, and they're usually in the sky and fly lightly around us. It's the air element, and it's also about communications, and they help us speak our truth. They are four-dimensional dragons. And their guidance is right now for you. Air dragons suggest you take things lightly. So choosing this card indicates you should relax and look at part of your life from a higher perspective. Air dragons also inspire you to communicate honestly but lovingly in a way that calms and soothes everyone around you and promotes good outcomes. Honest communication will bring pure white light into your aura. And when this happens, everybody will trust and respect you. Blue air dragons are supporting you as you rise above your challenges. They will help you to say the most tactful or inspirational words and assist you to stand in your power with integrity. Breathe blue and white light into your heart center. And as an air dragon appears in front of you, breathe the light over it. In this way, you are energizing and motivating it so that it will always be connected to you. It is time to decide on your next steps, so be clear about what you really want. Your air dragon will accompany you as you fly towards your chosen destiny. Again, it's like bringing in what it is that, you know, writing down your intentions of what it is that you want to manifest in your life. I think everybody should do that.
What is the thing that it said about trusting something in midway through? You said something about that will help with trust. Others will trust or something with trust.
Let's see.
That will help others trust you as you.
I'm not sure. I don't see that word trust. Oh, okay. It says honest communication will bring pure white light into your aura. And when this happens, everyone will trust and respect you.
Wonderful. Yes, that was so important to me. Thank you. Honesty,
yes.
honesty. Thank you. That's such a profound word. That's so
yes.
profound right now.
Yes.
I'm
yes.
going to say thank you so much. This is so important to me. Thank you.
You're welcome. And if you're part of our Sacred Embers, I can post that card for you so and the message so that you can see it
okay.
and you can do
yeah.
what
how
it
do
asks
I become,
you to do.
Yeah, how can I become a part of that?
Oh, just go on Sacred Embers and ask to join our Sacred Embers page, Facebook
Sacred
page.
Sacred Embers?
Embers. Yeah, E-M-B-E-R-S.
Oh, wait. Sacred E-N?
E-M as in Mary, B as in boy, E as in Eric, R as in Robert, S in Sam. Sacred Embers.
Okay. Oh, I see. Interesting. Okay, and then I have to ask to join, or should I press contact?
You could just ask to join. And then one of the
admins. I don't
admins...
see ask to join. I don't see ask to join here.
No? Okay, so just send me a message. I'm Mary
kind
Hernandez.
Words from each client, creative forces. Yeah, I don't see. I just see contact, so I have to contact you.
Okay, so
you.
Just say contact, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and then I'll keep reading. The next card that fell out for you was the Emerald Dragon, and it brings in healing and cosmic abundance. So good fortune is coming. So again, Carmen, just let it flow, right? Set the intention and let it come in because it's coming. It's just believing that the abundance is coming. It's not feeling lack of anything because when you feel lack, that's what you bring into your life. So when you feel abundant, that's what you're bringing into your life. So the Emerald Dragon are wise healers who prepare us to align with our true fifth dimensional blueprint. They work with our mighty Archangel Raphael, which is the Emerald Angel in charge of the development of the third eye. They clear our emotional body to leave us free to love, forgive, and open our hearts. And then the guidance of the card is receiving this card invites you to fill your aura with emerald light so that the emerald dragons can enter your energy fields easily and consume all that no longer serves you. Breathe gently in and out of your third eye so that the emerald dragons can touch and open it. They will start to pull back your veils of illusion. This card indicates you are ready to receive healing, love, and cornucopia of wonderful things. So relax at a deep core level and invite these magnificent dragons to bring good fortune into your life. Remember to be grateful for all that good that comes your way, even the smallest things. And that was me adding it, you know, even the smallest things.
Thank
even
you.
Opening your eyes in the morning, say, thank you. I am alive.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
You know, that's one thing I always say, thank you. And I'm going to have, today is going to be a beautiful day. That's the first thing I say besides my prayers is today is going to
yeah.
be a beautiful day. Why? Because I'm awake. I'm alive.
Can you,
and I'm going to make the best
of it. Yeah, thank you. I hear you. And can you please pull a card for like, what happened to me when, like, so much changed in my brain with all the COVID vaccine and the having COVID. Like, I feel like I'm totally different. I don't experience the same things anymore. I'm feeling, like, really frustrated and off. and it's very difficult to connect with myself like I used to. Tell me what the purpose of the whole thing is and if there's an answer or what I can do to, if I can ever have myself back again, like, how do I, do you, is there a reason why this happened or is there a card you can pull me that can tell me a little bit about all of this? And
well, what I can tell you, Carmen, is that everything happens for a reason and you're experiencing this because you are awakening, all right? Everyone, we're in this ascension right now, as I mentioned earlier. We're all ascending to different levels of consciousness. And it's just tuning in, meditating, and bringing love and light into your being. Forget about what you did with the COVID vaccine or whatever. You know, if you start focusing that that's harming you, well, guess what? It's going to harm you. What we focus on is what we bring into our existence. So if you stop focusing on that and you meditate and bring in love and light into your situation and your life, and guaranteed bringing in these air dragons and the emerald dragon and whatever else Jan mentioned, it's going to work out for
unicorn.
The
unicorn.
The unicorn. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
It just feels really
what
uncomfortable.
What more magical
feels
is a unicorn? I mean, we can't ask for nothing better than a unicorn.
Yeah, you're right. It's a very positive message. So thank you. Thank you very much.
You're
it's
welcome.
Just like, I just feel so uncomfortable and so different. It's just really difficult to stay in this place, you know?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all I'm
yeah.
saying, but I'm sure I'm not the only one, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not the only one, but don't focus on that, because if we don't focus on it, we don't give it that energy. So just don't focus on that and think positive, bring love and light into your being and everything will work out. And I also, you also have Liz. So I'm going to switch you over to Liz because I know we have like a long list of callers that we have to get to as well.
Yeah, no problem. Please. Thank you so
thank
very
you,
much.
Thank you. Okay.
Beautiful.
Hold on for Liz.
Yes. Hey, Carmen, it's Liz. Beautiful messages from the other ladies. And I was going to say, you know, COVID came to change what we were doing because we needed to all change. We did, you know. We're never going to be like we were before. It's a good thing. And, you know,
can you,
it's just getting
sorry,
through
I
the
can't
chewing,
hear
right?
you.
Oh.
I can't hear you. Can you say that again?
Oh. I said COVID really came to change all of us, right? Because we all needed to change. The world needed to change. So, we're never going to go, none of us are ever going to go back to the way we were before. It's for the better, but we, you know, we have a hard time accepting change. We're not easily open to it ever. We like to think we are, but we're not. We're creatures of habit. So, you know, just getting used to this new way. And like Mary said, we're ascending. We are. We're supposed to be, you know, raising our vibration and coming up to new light, new heightened spiritual awareness. And all these things. So, you know, Mary gave great advice. Meditating is a great way to clear out all the clutter that you don't really need in your brain that you, you know, we get used to having and we think we do. But once we start to meditate and quiet our mind, we realize how much we really don't need in there. and we retain more than we ever did before. I will say that. So I have three cards for you, and they line up with the ladies' messages as well and what's going on for you, so I will share them with my message for you. The first one is number 12, Seen Clearly. It says, it's time to view things from a different perspective. You have the blessed gift to see past the current situation and envision amazing possibilities. Don't worry, the pause in momentum while you rethink your plan won't last. Embrace your uniqueness and allow it to serve you. And then the next card was number 13, letting go. Releasing the past can seem like a challenge, but it can also be liberating. Your angels will help you let go so that you can fly higher than ever before.
Endings always herald new beginnings. Choose to allow this situation to lead you to a more joyful life. Change your life by changing your thoughts. And then the last one is number 7, be open to success. Look at all the wonderful things you can do when you listen to your divine guidance. You've balanced so many different priorities and have come out a winner. There will be a lot of recognition and praise headed your way, but don't be shy. Allow others to shower you with the gratitude you deserve. So the message that I got for you was step back and look at things from a different angle, right? Think outside the box.
That's so positive. I really needed this. Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
I haven't heard this in a long time.
So. Telling you about the unicorn and talking about creativity and doing that. Creative expression helps us to discover our life purpose, because when we express ourselves in a way that makes us feel good, we are closer to our more authentic self, right? We are comfortable with who we are. So play and have fun every day, you know. That's why the fae are coming in, you know, Jan was seeing the fairies and all that, because they like to be playful and have fun. And you're going to be working with kids, you know. You'll have plenty of time to have fun and be happy. Envision yourself being successful. Envision your booking calendar full or your client list full, whatever. And be open to other ideas than what you have, you know, your original thought to be.
Yes.
When someone presents you with an idea of, you know, would you think about doing this? Don't just say no. Say, let me think about it. And see if there's a way to work.
Right.
You know,
that's what's happening with me, like with that kid's stuff. And should I do it? I was like, no. But then I thought about it, and I thought it was good for me to do something different. So yes, I will do that more.
What the clients that you do have, you know, put your full time and attention into, and you know, and I know this from starting a small business. Consistency is the key. So if you're offering a class or whatever you're doing, do it every week. Even if no one comes, still be there. And my rule is I do everything for 6 weeks. And, you know, if for 6 weeks I don't have any people coming, then I don't do it. But 6 weeks is my number, because it takes that long for people to remember and know you're there and get it in their mind and keep it, you know, put it in their schedule and do it. So I give them the time. And you know, if it doesn't work, okay, then I go to the next idea.
Exactly.
The world has changed, right, with COVID. So things are different. People are looking to do things in a different way, doing things different than they did before. You might get presented with different ideas saying, hey, you know, would you ever think about doing this? Or this, you know, and say, you know, if you're willing, I'll try, even if you're unsure. You know, a lot of clients, there were things that I didn't necessarily do before they asked me. And I'm like, I guess I could, you know, try that, you know, writing meditations for them. So we could do like a therapeutic meditation on whatever they, you know, were going through. And I just sat down and did it, right? I mean, I've listened to hundreds of meditations. So I just put my own words in there. You know, so give it a chance. If they're willing to let you try, then, hey, what could you lose? you know, as long as we're not being medical professionals. but, you know, I mean, the world is our oyster right now. We really can create any possibility we want. So, you know, go with it. Go with what makes you happy and what is making you get up and want to go to work every day, right? Because that's the goal, to be happy in what we do. And when we're doing something we love, we can't help but be good at it because we love it.
Thank you.
I hope that helps you, Carmen.
It does.
Good.
And please call us back and let us know how things go for you. We'd love to hear back from you. We will put you on hold here so you can listen to the show if you want to. And you have a great evening.
Yeah, thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Carmen.
Wow.
That was so amazing. Those messages were just right on. Gosh.
Yeah.
It's Peg Jones has joined us.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Hi, Peg.
Hello, Peg.
Hi, Peg.
Hi.
Hey.
Good to be here, finally.
Glad you are.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. We got a full switchboard this evening. We
yeah,
can crawl out of the woodwork to call the angels.
We all need our angels, right?
Mary?
Yes.
Yes. Mary shared your beautiful angel message of the day.
Yes.
Did you have anything you wanted to share with the callers before we take our next one?
Let me just check out my message from my book, but I can also offer some light language too, or let's just see what, I don't think. May 3rd today, right?
I did today.
Mary read your message.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
It was a beautiful message today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It lined right up with what's going on.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And, you know, those were one of the first messages I wrote, like 13 years ago. So I don't know what to tell you, but the angels, I guess, you know, they know what I need to say.
Yeah.
Wrote it out, and to think that it makes sense 13 years later, I think is cool. Anyways, I can offer some light language.
Moinaka I bibidaine I na uikana mana ale inake ko inamani oinakana mani kikile moina e inike kene mini kikile uinamanake oinakane mini tai I lana moi ibabani kikine koi iniki boi ina ai ikala beneki koi la maniki ole miniki koi ikale inimi ikene. I feel like what I'm being told is to stay in your heart, which I say a lot, but to be there and to know that we do know the answers, but we, you know, and from what I'm being told is that the angels are really powerful here now and tonight, and you know, to just try to stay in that place of hope and surrender and peace and joy, and because we all can do that despite maybe what's happening, you know, and we can find ways to help ourselves with that. So that's really what I have to say, or what the angels have to say.
That's beautiful.
That's really nice.
Wow, Peg. Every time you do that, it goes right to my core.
Yeah.
I take
totally.
It all over. I'm like, hmm. Well, thank you so much.
Yes,
you're
thank
welcome.
You.
So, all right. Are you ready, Peg, to take a caller?
Yep.
And the rest
I am.
Of the ladies? All
yeah.
right. Here we go. Area code 917, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Sure. My first name is Tim. I'm calling from New York. How are you guys doing tonight?
Awesome. Good.
How are you? Good.
Oh, it's great to
you
hear
you. Do you have a question for us this evening, Tim?
Yes, yes. I was just wondering if there was any messages for spirit or advice from me. I'm working on bringing some abundance in, trying to pivot to something else. So, you know, I've just been asking my guides for help because I'm told that you have to actually ask. So before I go to sleep at night, I'm setting the intentions, doing a little meditation and trying to circle where I do one in the morning and at night. If you have any messages or tips for me from spirit, it's greatly appreciated.
Absolutely. Hi, Tim. It's Jan.
How you doing, Jan?
And while you're talking, I'm seeing the horse, and I don't know if I've given that to you before. Have I before?
I don't think so. You said the horse?
Uh-huh. The horse comes in really clearly here. So let me see. Where did that go? Here it is. It says, you're about to embark on an unexpected adventure and will have to move very quickly once it's initiated. It's time to free yourself from those physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. You need to call upon reserves of stamina and strength to get through an ordeal. And you're much more powerful than you think you are. And the situation may require some strong warrior energy, balanced with sensitivity, patience, and compassion. Teamwork with your family and friends and the community is very important right now. And your personal freedom is the highest priority. Sometimes even at the expense of others' approval. And even sometimes you may buck when someone tries to stifle you in any way. But you're very loyal to others once they've earned your trust, and you also love to wander about for the sake of exploring. That is what the horse is. They love to explore. They love to take trips. Or, you know, it's like a it's all about travel for them. And it says that you're a natural leader and evoke confidence in others. And so I think that's really, really neat about the horse. I just want to read from another book because I'm just curious as to what they might say about the horse. Authentic power brings in resilience, courage, and integrity. And by trusting and respecting ourselves, we feel secure, at ease with ourselves. Expressing power, we feel our unique and brilliant true flow. And let's see, it talks a lot about having free flowing and having unlimited power, the horse, which, I mean, they are. Because a lot of times I see them just running because they're into freedom and just, you know, wanting that freedom and feeling a healthy power about themselves and releasing power and having a sense, releasing control over things and just letting it go. You know what I mean? And so, that's what the horse is all about. So you're getting the horse. So that whatever that means to you, I hope it resonates for you.
Okay.
I'm going to pass you right over to. I'll pass you right over to Mary or to Peg.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Tim. It's Mary. What a beautiful message. Horse.
Thank you, Mary. Yeah.
Wow. The message, as I was reading Mother Mary's card that came out for Tim that jumped out of my deck for you, Tim, it was exactly what Peg was saying about the horse, about letting go. So this is the message. Let go of the need to be right. Choose peace, Mother healing is possible at this time. So we all know who Mother Mary is, right? So I don't have to read about the Mother of Jesus and the Master of the Guides of the World. So I'm going to read your message, which is, it is time to let go of conflict or the need to be right. The more you fight for the point you want to prove, the unhappier you will be. Pointing out the mistakes or mishaps of others just blocks the road to love in your own life. Mary, the Divine Mother of Acceptance, is with you now, encouraging you to forgive. Forgiveness is not about letting anyone get away with their bad choices, but about choosing to create your own happiness. Mother Mary also brings healing to you and your mother. If you miss her or are out of contact with her or have an old trauma that needs healing, know that Mary's miraculous light is here now to wash away the darkness. So what I'm getting from that is really the forgiveness of it's possibly someone that you need to forgive. And, you know, forgiveness is not for the other person. It's really for us, for our growth. So, you know, that needs to occur there and letting go of the need to be right. I feel like they were highlighting that for me to tell you. And, you know, call on Mother Mary to help you. Tim, because she's there for you. I mean, that was a jumper. And I always take jumpers because that means that it's more the message that you needed to hear. And then the next message, which they know I take the bottom of the deck and they really wanted me to give you this message, is the ancestor spirit came for you. It says connect to your lineage, a family wound or pattern can be healed now. So this is a time of healing all these old patterns, all these karmic patterns in our lineage. So bringing them up, we are here to heal our lineage, really. That's why we came in this moment of now, to heal and to help awaken so many people. So I feel like, you know, that's happening for almost everyone that is, you know, awakening at this point, you know, and I feel like you're enlightened as well. So they want me to read to you the whole thing. It says, White Eagle is a Native American shaman who is dedicated to honoring our spiritual heritage. He is a world-renowned spiritual guide who has been particularly cherished by mediums all over the world. He first spoke through a medium called Grace Cook in the 20th century. He is the guide who helps create clear channels in our bloodline and our spiritual lineage so we can access the heart of Creator. He also helps us move into sacred ceremony where we can hold sacred space to honor a change, transition, celebration, or anything that deserves time. He is wonderful for clearing space and we can call on him for help in forging spiritual connections. Now it's telling you, take some time to honor just how far you have come, recognizing through ceremony and ritual the shifts in your awareness, healing, and journey really allows you to move into a state of grace and gratitude. You have or have recently had an opportunity to heal an old family wound or pattern. It's important to connect with your family and spirit so that you can set a new energy of love in place. White Eagle is bringing your ancestors through to you and allowing you to know that they are happy and well. He is sounding his sacred drums to clear your spirit. Wow, that is so beautiful, Tim, because I feel like right now, tuning into your energy, I feel like someone is touching like the right side of my head and just like a light touch on my hair. So I don't know if you feel that sometimes. So that's one of your ancestors in spirit that's coming through for you and just acknowledging and ask them for assistance. But Mother Mary's okay. There too for you as well. So that's just such beautiful messages.
Indeed. Well, thank you very much. So I just
ask for guides to help. I can pray and ask for Mother Mary for assistance.
Yes, Mother Mary and your ancestors. Oh. You know, we always have to thank our ancestors and always work with them because they're here to assist us.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I'll hand you over to Peg, who now joined us. And then after Peg, we'll, Liz will go. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Tim. This is Peg. And the card that I got is make a mission statement for your soul. Soul journey, finding meaning in life and work, guaranteed success, happiness. Let go of the big over. Let go of the big overarching life purpose thing, and make a mission statement for your soul, whatever that looks like today. Don't get tricked into spending a lifetime trying to pinpoint the perfect be-all, end-all goal. Simply move toward what makes your heart happy, and you will be perfectly poised for soul purpose success. Sacred tasks aren't always logical or rational, and they are certainly not going to fit squarely into an old-school template or life plan. They come from spirit. You will recognize them by how propelled and inspired they make you feel. If you feel any anxiety for not having created your path yet, that's because you already know that you are meant to be doing something greater in the world. The beauty here is that you can start anytime. Ask yourself, what's my sacred why? Underneath money and success and stability and beyond independence, creativity, inspiration. Why do you do what you do? Imbue your mission, your why, with passion and knowing. Find satisfaction and meaning in what lies in front of you today so that you can build the rest of your success from there. And then to write your mission statement. What do you want to focus on? What are you passionate about? What do you want to accomplish, and who do you want to become? How do you feel compelled to help? What motivates you to change? So that is from the Sacred Creator's Oracle. So I feel like they're almost telling you, you know what you want to do. It's just, kind of taking that step to help with your goal. And there's many meanings of prosperity, too. It's not just money. It's resources. It's people in your life. It's your goals, your values, and your interests, too. So I feel like, they're encouraging you to do some work for yourself and to take really some time to really think about that for yourself. So I hope that helps.
Definitely does. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I'll hand you over
beautiful.
To Liz.
Beautiful, Peg. Hi, Tim. This is Liz. So I have three cards for you. The first one is number 15, choose freedom. Sometimes you may feel as though your way is blocked, but often that's just an illusion. You could free yourself from the obstacles that you're so focused on by choosing a different path. Turn your thoughts away from negativity and instead envision endless other possibilities you might act upon. And the second card is Helper of Action. You're blessed with many wonderful things to do. It would be great if you could take the time to make a plan first, but you probably don't have the time. So get busy, follow your instincts, and have fun. you or someone you meet is very self-assured, capable, and enthusiastic, and can do anything with a smile. And the last one is Ten of Thoughts. And it is a situation that's been troubling you has come to an end, and you can breathe a sigh of relief. With the challenging times behind you, you can now move on. It's important to fully let go of this at this juncture. Someone in your life may now finally be free of his or her addictions or codependency issues. So I'll read you the message I wrote down here. Well, the first thing when you asked your question I got right away was listen, because my right ear started screeching this high-pitched tone, and I know that's my angel, and it was, like, so loud, and I was like, oh, yeah. So I didn't know until a couple of years ago that not everybody has a high-pitched noise like that in their ear on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was my, you know, it's my angels telling me they're here, and I need to stop and listen. And so they were doing it very loud so that I was reminded of when I did not listen. So, you know, they're communicating with you all the time, Tim, and listen to the, you know, listen, stop, look, you know, messages come in so many ways. I don't know if you ever experienced the high-pitched ring in your ear, or some people get a buzzing, you know, some people see flashes of light, whatever it may be, you know, chills. When those things happen, that's your angel, and you have to pause and take a minute and go, okay, what's going on? What am I feeling? What are they trying to tell me? You know, tune into your body, and you'll get a message. I don't know if you've ever experienced it. It's kind of hard to explain. but
I have not.
Once you realize, you're like, oh. So they're like, hey, we're here all the time. you know, and it happens to all of us, right? Because we feed our ego. We've been taught by society to feed our ego, and it's way more overpowering than our intuitive self. But we can fix that. We can balance it back out. but the message I got for you was, you are the only one blocking your abundance and success. Stop talking yourself out of things. yes, it'll be overwhelming at first. Nothing can be perfect to start. You know, sometimes you just have to jump and get messy. It'll be overwhelming at first, but just roll with it and laugh. It will all be okay and work itself out. The situation that you've been dreading is over, and both of you will be better for it. So, you know, you can let these things go. You know, I feel like you're ready to embark on something or start something. You've been thinking about starting a business maybe, and it's kind of risky. You're not sure of all the parts and pieces, and but that's okay. You don't have to know. it'll even itself out. In the beginning, it'll be a little crazy, but, you know, just be gracious and say, hey, you know, I'm just figuring it out. And everyone's gonna realize that, and they're going to be okay with it. They're going to show you grace. They're going to, you know, be happy and supportive of you. So, you know, take the leap. That's what I'm getting. Just do it. You have the plan. You've been given the plan, and, you know, you're holding on to it, but it's time to do it. So I hope that makes sense to you.
It certainly does. I don't necessarily have the plan, though, but I'm going to – I just got to throw some things out there, like you said.
I was going to say, and remember, plans don't have to be perfect, you know. That's kind of what, you know, what the one message was. It'd be nice to have a plan, but you're not going to have time. Just run with it. When it takes off, don't stop the momentum. Just go, and it'll – everything will catch up. I promise you. I've done this now.
And it is a little scary, and it's a little nerve-wracking, but just breathe. And just know that your angels have got your back, and they're going to get you through it. You'll be fine. You will be fine. And no, it won't all be perfect. You won't know exactly how it's going to go, but it'll be okay. So call us back and let us know how everything goes for you, Tim. I hope that we gave you some good guidance or help in some way tonight.
You personally did. Thank you all very much. I will follow back up.
All right. Tim. We can't wait to hear from you. Have a great evening.
Thanks for calling in.
Oh, wow. I don't know.
They were amazing.
There's something he wants to do. Yeah, there's something he wants to do.
Yeah.
And he thinks it's not, you know, it's not all lined up yet, but hey, it never will be.
Exactly.
You just got to do it.
Just do it. They say in Nike.
Oh. Wow. What a great night we've had of callers. This has been fantastic.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh. I was just checking if I was missing any messages I was supposed to be aware of. All right. Are we ready for a next caller?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Okay. Area code 612, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please? Hello?
Hello? Constance, are you there?
Does someone keep sleeping?
Constance? Huh?
Sounds like she's asleep.
Yeah.
Someone's asleep.
All right.
Oh, dear.
We'll put
That's
her back
bad.
On hold.
Okay.
Maybe we were boring her. Maybe she just stepped away a minute.
Yeah.
Who knows?
That's the dog. It could be the dog also.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I know my daughter's dog snores. There's certain dogs that snore.
Mary, what about this other person?
No, it's just listening.
Okay.
At 213?
Wow.
Okay.
Gosh, what a weird night. At the beginning of the show, there were so many people on here. We were like, tried to go real quick to get through the introductions so we could pick it up. And I'm like, they fell off. I mean, we picked up a very large amount of callers this evening. But there were so many.
Yeah, there were.
Times, too. Like, people have been on, too, and then they're off. So, I don't know what's going on. Are there storms going on across the country and people losing power?
It's Mercury retrograde, so people are
right. Right.
You're
why am I even surprised? too funny. So, Peg, what was your call about tonight?
Oh, I belong to this group that it's like a networking group, and we set goals for ourselves and stuff, and talk about our challenges and our accomplishments over the last month and everything. And it's pretty good. Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah.
So, since 21. I joined in 2021. Again, I had been in it at another time, and I left and I came back. So, Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, nice. It's nice to have a group of people that to support you and that are doing the same thing you're doing, that can share ideas and things, you know.
Right.
Because sometimes you feel like your well is dry.
Right. Yeah. Except, you know, you got to do the goals that you say you're going to do.
Yeah.
That
right.
Doesn't
well,
always happen.
Attempt them, right?
But it. I mean, it's.
I know.
It's. I have made changes, let's say that, you know, and so that's good. That's really good.
Yeah.
So it's a good group of people, too, that it's only, right now it's only four, and it's a good group.
Oh, that's so good. I was going to say, in my Monday night class, we talked about Beltane, and, you know, one of the things was setting your goals for the future, and you know, I said, you know, sometimes that's huge, right? Like that big goal is a lot of work and it's going to take a long time. I said, but here's what you do. I said, you set the big goal. I said, but then you set smaller goals that you can do in shorter amount of time. I said, right? And then as you achieve each little one, you have a little bit of satisfaction. I said, and then before you know it, you look back and you're halfway there. And then you just keep plugging along. And it's, before you know it, you're done. You're there. You've made the big one. But a lot of times, you know, if you have a big goal to just look at that big thing, it can be overwhelming and make you feel defeated before you even begin.
And that's,
so.
Yeah, and we have action steps with each goal, you know, so that kind of helps to bring it, to break it down a little bit. Too, and been very helpful for me too. So, and we have like an overall goal for the year, you know, and little areas that, you know. So it's not all career. At one point it was, but now it's personal goals too. So it's nice.
That's cool. Jan, do you want to give spirit animals for us? You see any animals for us?
sure, but I can do that very quickly. But I hope
you
that we
can
hear
something else if you want.
No, I'll do the spirit animals because that comes so fast, but I just want to make sure we get hold of Constance because I sent her the show, and I didn't send it to her last week, and she was sorry that I didn't send it to her. So I know she wants to just come on for a minute, and we could just, but I can give you each a spirit animal, of course, very easily, quickly. And so let's see here, Liz. I'll go ahead and just see what I'm getting for you. I'm seeing hearts right now first. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Well, I can't. It's a white horse. I'm getting a white horse for you, Liz.
Oh.
Another horse coming through. It's a white horse. It's so beautiful. It's running in a pasture. And have I given you horse before?
No.
It has that color. I think you sent me a horse before to show me the colors. Somebody did.
Oh, maybe.
And it has that that brown orange color on it. It's white.
Ooh.
With brown orange coloring. It's so beautiful. Oh, my God. So, and I'm just going to quickly look through, like, a different, to me, horse, of course, represents freedom, just complete freedom. But let's just see what a different take on it that somebody else has here, if I can find it. I thought I was, because I was seeing the open air, too, and I thought, I thought there was going to be another bird coming in, but it wasn't. It was a horse that started running and just magnificently. So it's definitely a horse that they want you to see, that they want you to know, 281, for you.
Oh.
So, and also take traveling, horses for traveling too. So it says here, travel, mm-hmm. power, freedom. Yeah. The horse is rich in lore and mythology, and let's see, it has a lot of info here, and the symbolism of the horse is complex. It can represent movement and travel, or it can be showed up to help you with movement, and let's see, what else does it say? It's the color is important. How does it appear to you? How does it run? Is it perceived standing? Do you see yourself riding or watching? Well, it was running, and the colors were what I said, the deep brown,
ooh,
orange. And do you need to move on or allow others to move on? Is it time to assert your freedom and your power in new areas of your life? Are you honoring what this civilization has given you? Oh my God, you so honor it.
Mm-hmm.
Horse brings with it new journeys. It will teach you how to ride on new directions and discover your own freedom and power. Horses were given powers of divination and of clairvoyance and magic. They are symbols that express the magical side of humans. Oh, how neat. And yeah, so horses are an amazing spirit guide, and you're all of those too. So horses have great appeal to most people. We are fascinated by horses, and they renew our sense of power. They signify the wind and even the foam of the sea. That's funny. But more than one legend speaks of clairvoyance of horses and their ability to recognize magic. So anyway, I'm going to leave you with that. And
thanks,
that wasn't
man.
A fly. Yeah, it wasn't a fly by night. That was very, very, for sure, what I saw. So I'm writing that orange and brown color. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
And then let's see. Okay, Mary, I'm getting you next. And can you say a couple words, Mary, so I can just let go of Liz's energy and go into your energy?
I love your readings. Thank you.
Let's see here. There's a lot of like I see a lady with a staff in her hand. She must be some kind of like fairy, or you know, there's a butterfly that's come in. A butterfly with this lady. She's a queen, you know. She's a queen of either the fairies, or she's a representation. And I'm also seeing the cross for you.
Wow.
And oh gosh, the only animal that I saw was butterfly that flew.
Wow.
In. So I'm just going to give you that. I'm just going to go with what they're giving me. I can't control it.
No,
it is what it is.
Not. Yep. That's beautiful.
And
that's significant. We know that, right? The Holy Cross.
Yeah.
And I love the fairies.
Course, but I always think there should be a certain animal. I'm always going, okay, let me see her wolf, you know, or I try not to say anything in my mind, but I'm always expecting. You know, to see what I've already, but no, they're showing it a butterfly. So it says, get ready for a big change. one where an old habit, way of thinking, or lifestyle is going out and a new way of being is emerging. And it's time to make changes that you've been considering. In spite of the changes, you'll get through this transition. And always know that this too shall pass. Express yourself by wearing more colorful clothing. Let's see. And then it goes, you have profound appreciation for the natural cycles of life, death, rebirth, that occur within and around you. You have a great deal of vitality with exotic and colorful tastes in your choices of clothing, decor, art, music, friends. You are attractive to others. People are naturally drawn to you. Harsh or toxic environments are not good for you. So it's good for you to be aware there's clean air, clean water, things like that too. And change, adjustable to change. And you are. It says you're very readily and easily adjustable to change. So that is mostly what the butterfly was saying, and I can look it up in another. Like I get tired of that book, but I always use it. But
it's like your go-to book, right?
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I mean, it all resonated, Jen, the more colorful clothing. I usually wear black. I'm trying to stay away from black and wear like whites and pinks and blues and, different colors, greens, because, I need to bring in more light. I'm ready for change, definitely. And that's what the angels have been giving me with all the angel numbers I've been seeing, like major life changes.
Oh, really?
So that's something else.
Yeah.
So everything that you said is spot on, definitely.
Okay.
With people being drawn to me, definitely, and I feel drawn to them. Like, people telling me their stories, just out of the blue without even knowing me. You feel like if there's a toxic or harsh environment, I can't be around because I feel really tired.
Right.
So everything from the beginning to end resonated. So thank you. I love that.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
The Holy Cross, I love praying. So that's significant.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, good. Okay. All right. Well, I'm so glad. I'm writing down that it was the butterfly. I saw all those things too. Okay, so, and Peg, I'm going to, hi. Oh, Peg, gosh, right away the wolf is like there, bam. I can't even, looking around. It just shows up, boom.
That's my maiden name.
That's your maiden name.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
neat. But I was.
Yeah,
they gave me more choice. I mean, when I was looking at the other two ladies, there was more. I was seeing more of the nature. I was seeing the sky for Liz, and then I saw the meadow and the horse running through, and then for Mary, I was seeing fairies in the trees and area, kind of dark at night with this lady with a crown, and then all of a sudden the butterfly, boom. But here with you, I was just like, I don't even get a chance, and they're giving me a wolf. So let's see. It's funny how they do that. Each person has a unique. There's always a unique situation. I love it. It's so much fun to see what the unique situation. What's that?
I would prefer butterflies, but that's okay.
You were hoping for a butterfly? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah. No, but wolf does have a lot of meaning. Ancestrally and family, So.
Yes, let me see here. intelligent, perceptive, loyal, loving. Wolf helps us to balance freedom and responsibility and to walk our path with integrity. And that's all they have in that book. Oh, my gosh. Okay, we'll go to the next book here. Let's see. I'm sorry to take so long. Each one, though, is specific for you at the time of right now. You know, we have many we have many animals and stuff. So it says characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your spiritual purpose are being culled from your consciousness. Make cooperation a priority. Valuable insights, ideas, and new teachings are coming your way. It's important to maintain your self-esteem and integrity. Deeply trust in your inner knowing. You're being spiritually and psychically protected at all times. Ooh, that's wonderful. And you have a strong sense of family and community, and intuitive sense of social order, are very affectionate with your friends and family. You would much rather avoid confrontations, but will fiercely defend yourself and your loved ones if you need to. You're very expressive, verbally and non-verbally, and can tell a story with a great deal of passion, sincerity. You're a natural-born teacher, imparting knowledge based on experience and formal education. Although you're at ease with your closest friends and family, sometimes you can be shy in some situations. And I don't know why they say that, but, I mean, that's just what they say. So, yeah, Wolf is such a neat animal.
It is.
It's actually one of my animals. It's one of mine too. So I have a wolf, and let's see, 135. I just want to see what something else says here.
Okay.
Because I always look in that book, even though I love it. And teacher and pathfinder. And isn't that so true? Because you are a teacher. And
I am.
Pathfinder. Yeah, absolutely. And let's see. Some traditions believe that the wolf is represented by Sirius, the dog star, which is they consider to be the home of the ancients.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Sirius B, isn't it, or something? I think that's Sirius B, the
Sirius
dog
B? Okay.
star.
Yeah, and they communicate using expressive body language and sounds. You do light language. And the wolf never wastes anything. It goes out of its way to avoid trouble. If wolf is your totem, the teacher in you is empowered to come out. Use expressive language. You passionately share your knowledge about things of the heart and the soul by writing or speaking. Boom. By using examples and telling stories. Emotional and affectionate, you have a strong sense of family and community and of yourself. Finding balance between family life and freedom is important to you.
Yes, very.
And wolf howls at the moon, and this is a symbol of psychic energy for you. And let's see. Sometimes you need to seek out high or lonely places to meditate. And it's a time to not rely on gurus with the wolf, but instead to trust your own inner voice and intuition.
Yes.
And so yeah, wolf can help you step out onto new paths or find balance in your life. And true freedom requires personal responsibility. So yeah, the wolf. There it is.
That's very cool.
I love the wolf. Yeah.
I guess that wasn't my name for nothing, right? It just makes sense because, there's a lot of that, you know, and family is important to me, too. So.
Yes.
I love
the animals.
I feel like my
ancestors
made sure you got that.
I think so too. Yeah.
You know?
That's neat. Yeah.
Yeah, I really feel
to,
that.
To reiterate, to confirm, to make that confirmation for you, because, yeah.
Because I'm like on fire right now.
Oh, really?
So
wow.
So I feel like Michael's there reminding of this,
aww,
too.
That's nice.
Beautiful.
Very nice.
Thank you, Jan. That was great.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Thank you, Jan. That was so amazing to end the show tonight.
Yes.
That was
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. I listen, you know, I get to listen to all three of you for the shows, and it's just like having a healing session, you know, while we get to listen to each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, while you were reading the other ladies, I was looking at something, and I didn't realize that the full moon this Friday has a lunar eclipse as well. So, no wonder everything.
Oh, my gosh. It does.
Another one.
My gosh. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm going to prepare very, very much for this.
Yeah.
The last one was.
It's eclipse season, so. I think we got a couple more probably coming.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. But it's a lunar eclipse. It's not a solar, which is different, don't you think?
Yeah.
It might be easier.
And I guess next year, the solar eclipse is going to be like, you can see it from Buffalo, New York. So it'll be like, I should probably see a good part of it. Probably Mary, too. You probably can, too. So who knows? We'll see.
Yes.
Oh, boy. So, thank you for telling us, because I need to prepare now.
Yeah, and I was like, I forgot that nuance. Like, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
So, I know what you're saying, Jan. But, beautiful evening as always, ladies. It's always great to be on here with you. Next week I will not be here because it's my meeting week, but it was so great to be here tonight. And everyone have a wonderful week and a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Liz, for everything. Beautiful hosting,
you're welcome,
too.
Thank you, Jan.
All right.
Good night,
guys.
Everyone.
Good night.
Good night.